Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin will now talk about a bird korban that was offered outside. As we've explained earlier on in the Masechet, the way a bird is slaughtered is not with a knife against its throat like a regular shechita. That's only for regular birds when a person is having them as holin, non-sacred animals. He wants to do regular shechita on them. But when a person is offering a bird as a korban, he does something called melika, where he uses his thumbnail and he pierces the back of the neck. That type of killing is done in order to bring it as a korban. If a knife was used, the korban would be totally invalid. And if melika is done on an ordinary bird to eat it, to slaughter it kosherly, that would not be okay. So we'll take that into context. Mishnah says, Hamolek et ha'of bifnim ve'he'ela bahutz. If somebody did melika onto a bird ola, inside, did it in the proper spot, and then he offered it up outside, he brought it outside, had habayit, and he brought it up as a korban over there, he put it onto a mizbeach, the bird was killed properly through melika, and it was done in the proper spot, it was done inside, so therefore it was potential to be offered up as a korban inside. So when he offered it up outside as a korban on the mizbeach, he did something wrong, and therefore he would be liable. Malak bahutz veheela bahutz. But if he did melika to the bird outside, and then he offered it up outside, he would be patur, he would not be liable whatsoever. Not for the melika, and not for the bringing it up onto the mizbeach afterwards. He would not be obligated for the melika. Because when the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to kill a korban outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, it uses the words, asher yishhat, who will slaughter. And we look at melika, not as slaughtering, but its own unique type of subset of killing that has to do with the bird. So therefore, it doesn't fall under that umbrella of slaughtering. So and therefore, since the melika has no validity whatsoever, because it's being done outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it's as if he just slaughtered the bird, and therefore the bird is a nevela, which a nevela would not be allowed to be offered up inside. So therefore, it has no ability to be offered up outside either as a korban. So we say there's no liability for it whatsoever. We're continuously dealing with, throughout all these Mishnayot, the korban that he would be violating something, be doing something wrong by offering it outside the Beit HaMikdash, only if it had the potential to be offered inside the Beit HaMikdash. So here, since he did the melika outside the Beit HaMikdash, the korban was a problem anyway. So therefore we say he's patur, and he has no liability for offering up the korban on the Mizbeach outside the Beit HaMikdash. Now we'll talk about cases where a person slaughtered the bird ola with a knife instead of doing melika. If somebody slaughtered a bird ola bird inside the courtyard and then he put it on the mizbeach outside the courtyard, patur, he's not liable for offering it up outside, because with a bird offering you have to do melika. And he slaughtered here with a knife, and therefore it would be unfit to be offered up inside. So when he offered it up outside, he's patur, because it's not acceptable inside the Beit HaMikdash. Shahat bahutz veheela bahutz haya. But if he slaughtered it outside with a knife, and then offered it up outside, he is liable for both scenarios, for the shechita, and for offering it up on the mizbeach. He's liable for the shechita with a knife, because the Torah makes somebody liable for slaughtering, even if it's a bird. Uniquely over here, we say, as we mentioned, the pasuk says asher yishhat, that if there's a slaughter that's done and outside the Beit HaMikdash for the sake of a korban, and then a person brings it on the mizbeach, he would be obligated. Even though melika is usually done with a bird, here uniquely it's a type of shechita, and even though it's a bird, a person would be held liable. Wherever he's liable for the slaughter outside, he's also liable for offering up the korban outside on the Mizbeach. We'll now sum up the rules that we have in terms of killing a bird where a person is then liable for offering it up outside afterwards. If it comes out that the way of making it ready when done inside, in other words, melika, which when done to the bird inside, makes it ready to then be offered outside with liability. Person would be hayav, pituro bahutz. He would be exempt when done outside. That means when the melika is done outside, he can't be liable for then offering it up outside. Derech hechshiro bahutz. But if the way of making it ready was done outside, that means shechita happened, which, if it was done to the bird outside, makes it ready for him to be liable for offering it up outside. Peturo bifnim, it would be exempt when he did that inside. When the shechita was done to the bird inside the courtyard of Beit HaMikdash, it's a problematic way because he has to do melika. He then would not be liable for offering it up outside. All of this is the opinion of Tana Kama, and the Hachamim comment over here and say there's really one more case, actually, of a hasure mehasira v'hachiktani, where there's a missing part of the Mishnah, where it talks about if a person slaughtered an animal korban at night, at nighttime, it's not usually a valid time for slaughtering a korban. If he did so inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, the korban is invalid, and if it's invalid, a person who offered it outside would not be liable in that situation, because he offered up something that wasn't fit to be offered up inside. But if he slaughtered the korban at night outside, and then he offered it up outside, he would be liable for both the slaughter and the offering. The reason that there's no difference between slaughtering in the daytime or the nighttime, when it's outside, either way, he slaughtered a korban that was fit to be slaughtered inside if it was daytime. So therefore, the person would be liable for the slaughter. And once he's liable for the slaughter, he would become liable also for offering it up on the Mizbeach outside because of the rule. Whenever there's liability for the slaughter outside, he's also liable for the offering when it's offered up outside. That's the opinion of Tana Kama that we're adding in over here into the Mishnah. With this rule, Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shehayavin Alav Bachutz, says Rabbi Shimon, whenever someone is liable for offering up a korban that was both slaughtered and offered up outside, like this case that we just mentioned, where it was slaughtered at night outside and then offered up also outside, Hayavin Al Kayotzebo Bifnim Shehelau Bachutz, he's also liable in a similar case for offering up the korban that was slaughtered inside and then offered up outside. Let's say it was slaughtered at night inside and then offered up outside. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Tana Kama. Tana Kama said that in that case where he slaughtered it at night inside and then offered up on a mizbeach outside, that a person would be patur, because you can't offer up a korban at nighttime in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, they have a disagreement between Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama, but there's an exception to the rule where Rabbi Shimon agrees with Tana Kama. Chutz min ha-shuhet bifnim u-ma'ale b'chutz, except for the case of somebody who slaughters a bird inside and then offers it up outside. In that case, we have an agreement that both between Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama, that the person is not liable for offering it up outside, even though he would have been liable if he offered it up, if he both slaughtered and offered it up outside. So that's one case where we have agreement between Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama.